Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
If you go online to Infowars.com, you can link through to Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney's subpage at House.gov. Be sure and support her. She has been targeted by the RNC and even the Democrats to some extent, just like Ron Paul has by his own party with the Republicans, anybody who stands up for the people. And she's just an amazing individual, and we're almost out of time with her. Congresswoman, I wanted to get you to spend a few minutes talking about what happened in New Orleans. We know that FEMA jammed police communications as the storm hit. We know that they cut police lines, wouldn't let aid in for 5 days to get a starvation riot, a dehydration riot going, because they knew if there was a big disaster, they could then spin it and get a lot more funding and powers. That kind of blew up in their face, though. Then they tried to blame the locals. When I have articles admitting that in the Times-Picayune, that New Orleans was a federalized city in 2003, it's admitted that FEMA blocked the rescue, and it's just unbelievable. Comment on that, because you've researched it.
Well, I saw, I could only hear, then it was really bad. You went out on me, but I get the gist of what you're saying. And the bottom line is that you're absolutely right. The American people were once again abandoned. They were abandoned by their own government, and Secretary Michael Chertoff has gotten off scot-free on this. But he has the authority, had the authority, as soon as the state of emergency was declared, he had the authority to move the all of the supplies and everything that was needed by the people into place. Instead, just as one of the survivors said, they needed food and water, and instead they were sent men with guns.
Well,
and the Blackwater mercenaries were hired to patrol the streets of New Orleans. This is a crime. This is criminal. How can we have mercenaries patrolling the streets of America?
Well, what about all the gun confiscation? Instead of letting the local police in and firemen to give people food and water, for 5 days they ran around, confiscating people's guns. It was totally insane. And my point is that they clearly stood down on purpose and blocked aid from getting in. Even emergency managers couldn't get in and get their mamas out of nursing homes, and they died. So my question is, do you believe they stood down on purpose to have it fall apart so Bush could hand out $200 billion to Halliburton and others?
You know, I really don't know the answer to that question, but it's clear. It is absolutely clear that you had Bush on vacation, you had Cheney fly fishing, you had Rumsfeld at a San Diego Padres game, you had Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice buying $7,000 worth of Ferragamo shoes and hitting the tennis ball with Monica Seles. I mean, you had an administration that was away. They were AWOL. And they have the nerve to bring other folks up on criminal charges for either being conscientious objector or one family made the wrong bet and about 20 people in their care died. They're being brought up on charges.
But Congresswoman, here's what I'm saying. We know that FEMA blocked the police from getting in for at least 5 days. That's got to be premeditated.
Yes. I don't want to say that yet. I do want to say that their actions, their behavior speaks for itself. And the fact that you had a local sheriff had to go with his armed people and turn the power, turn the communication back on is indicative of what the situation was there, that FEMA cut communications. And we don't have answers to those questions.
Well, if it looks like a duck, walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, it's a duck. Congresswoman, I want to be able to get you on a few times a year. Will you join us again?
I'd love to.
Well, I want to thank you and your staff so much, and I want to thank you for standing up for all the children that the government and others have been kidnapping. And God bless you, and I hope everybody prays for you.
Thank you. I need those prayers.
Well, thank you, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Godspeed. All right, we'll come back, take your calls, cover masses of news. That was a great interview.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to FilterMag.com. That's FilterMag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, we had Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney on with us in the last hour. And, again, I'm more conservative on the Second Amendment issues and border issues and things like that, but I've heard her defend the Second Amendment now. In the past, she was a gun grabber. She's really had an awakening in the last few years, and, of course, she said that clearly the government could have been involved in 9/11, somehow was covering it up, and they really went after her, and then they engineered her being defeated by having Republicans go run as Democrats to remove her, and then she came back and beat them in the next election 2 years later, and it was just an amazing interview. And since we brought up the stand-down of FEMA and blocking police aid and then blaming it on the locals, let's go ahead and roll that clip of the emergency manager. This is actually the city manager there, the equivalent of the mayor, talking about his emergency manager in New Orleans not being allowed to go in and even save his mother for several days. So let's go ahead and roll that clip.
First President Broussard, let me start with you. You just heard the Director of Homeland Security's explanation of what has happened this last week. What is your reaction?
We have been abandoned by our own country. Hurricane Katrina will go down in history as one of the worst storms ever to hit an American coast, but the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina will go down as one of the worst abandonments of Americans on American soil ever in U.S. history. I am personally asking our bipartisan congressional delegation here in Louisiana to immediately begin congressional hearings to find out just what happened here. Why did it happen? Who needs to be fired? And believe me, they need to be fired right away, because we still have weeks to go in this tragedy. We have months to go. We have years to go. And whoever's at the top of this totem pole, that totem pole needs to be chainsawed off, and we've got to start with some new leadership. It's not just Katrina that caused all these deaths in New Orleans here. Bureaucracy has committed murder here in the greater New Orleans area, and bureaucracy has to stand trial before Congress now. It's so obvious. FEMA needs more congressional funding. It needs more presidential support. It needs to be a cabinet-level director. It needs to be an independent agency that will be able to fulfill its mission to work in partnership with state and local governments around America. FEMA needs to be empowered to do the things that was created to do. It needs to come somewhere like New Orleans with all of its force immediately, without red tape, without bureaucracy, act immediately with common sense and leadership, and save lives. Forget about the property. We can rebuild the property. It's got to be able to come in and save lives. We need strong leadership at the top of America right now in order to accomplish this and to reconstructing FEMA.
Mr. Broussard, Hold on, sir. Shouldn't the mayor of New Orleans and the governor of New Orleans bear some responsibility? Couldn't they have been much more forceful, much more effective, and much more organized in evacuating the area?
Sir, they were told, like me, every single day, the cavalry's coming. On a federal level, the cavalry's coming, the cavalry's coming, the cavalry's coming. I have just begun to hear the hoofs of the cavalry. The cavalry's still not here yet, but I've begun to hear the hoofs, and we're almost a week out. Let me give you just three quick examples. We had Walmart deliver three trucks of water, trailer trucks of water. FEMA turned them back. They said we didn't need them. This was a week ago. FEMA, we had 1,000 gallons of diesel fuel on a Coast Guard vessel docked in my parish. The Coast Guard said, come get the fuel right away. When we got there with our trucks, they got a word. FEMA says, don't give you the fuel. Yesterday, FEMA comes in and cuts all of our emergency communication lines. They cut them without notice. Our sheriff, Harry Lee, goes back in. He reconnects the line. He posts armed guards on our line and says no one's getting near these lines. Sheriff Harry Lee said that if America, American government would have responded like Walmart has responded, we wouldn't be in this crisis. But I want to thank Governor Blanco for all she's done and all the leadership. She sent in the National Guard. I just repaired a breach on my side of the 17th Street Canal that the Secretary didn't foresee, a 300-foot breach. I just completed it yesterday with convoys of National Guard and local parish workers and levee board people. It took us 2.5 days working 24/7. I just closed it. Right. I'm telling you, most importantly, I want to thank my public employees that have worked 24/7, that burn out, the doctors, the nurses. And I want to give you one last story, and I'll shut up and let you tell me whatever you want to tell me. The guy who runs this building I'm in, emergency management, he's responsible for everything. His mother was trapped in St. Bernard Nursing Home, and every day she called him and said, are you coming, son? Is somebody coming? And she said, yeah, Mama, somebody's coming to get you. Somebody's coming to get you on Tuesday. Somebody's coming to get you on Wednesday. Somebody's coming to get you on Thursday. Somebody's coming to get you on Friday. And she drowned Friday night. She drowned Friday night.
Mr. President.
Nobody's coming to get her. Nobody's coming to get her. The Secretary has promised. Everybody's promised. They've had press conferences. I'm sick of the press conferences. For God's sakes, shut up and send us somebody.
All right. Now let's stop.
Take a pause.
Let's stop right there. Now let's go over that clip. If you can watch the video, and it's on PrisonPlanet.com, and this is 4 days into it. It's on PrisonPlanet.com. We haven't talked about this in a while. He's reading off a script, and this is what they were all saying. They were all given by FEMA a script. Things are so horrible, FEMA needs more funding and unlimited power, and they already have that, and it's unconstitutional, and in other hurricanes they are there, they do a good job. But that's only 8% of their funding. Their real operation is continuity of government and takeover, and that's admitted now. So see, by screwing up, by blocking the aid, by holding back 50,000 firefighters and over 100,000 cops that tried to get into the area. They wouldn't even let them by 2 weeks in. By blocking the citizens and the boats and the people, it was the citizens, it was the local police, the local firefighters, the citizens aiding them, in there working together, the way America's supposed to operate, that blocked up levees, that went in and saved people. And then there's a few guns being fired at alligators and wild dogs, and they claim it's big shootouts, and then they won't let anybody leave, and families try to walk out on the highways, and troops aim submachine guns at them, and M-60s mounted on Humvees, and say, go back, you got to go to the dome and wait. And what you didn't know is for 3 days, food and water was actually piled up with troops standing in front of it, not letting it go to the people. They didn't know why. They were compartmentalized, wanting a riot, wanting to go, oh, look how unprepared we are, we need more funding. Sure, they look bad on the surface. Brown resigns, but then they get even more power, and Bush says we need to get rid of Posse Comitatus and use troops on the American people, when that's not even needed. It's like Bush claims, I got to spy on everybody because I can't wait to get a warrant, when the warrant's retroactive and they do it after. See, it's a red herring to set a new precedent. But then the NBC Meet the Press minion starts attacking Bob Richard, the president of the parish, basically the mayor, and claiming it was locals that did it, when the facts are FEMA took control and wouldn't let anybody in. Then we have this whole big debate how it's the dumb mayor and the dumb governor. And I'm sure they're not perfect. I don't like that mayor saying, let's get the guns. He's a dumb liberal. It's true, but he didn't have any power. So that was all a big distraction. And they did that as problem, reaction, solution. But then Richard gets mad and stops reading off the script. And then he just goes, let me tell you what's really going on. They're cutting lines. They're blocking fuel. They're blocking water. They've been blocking it the whole time. And imagine those cops watching their parents, their people die. I mean, if I was those police, if I was a citizen, my mother was stuck in something, you better watch out. It's not even macho. It's normal. Anybody got in my way, they'd be in deep trouble, folks, and you can read between the lines on that. I mean, imagine the emergency manager sitting there with all the police under him and letting his mother die because FEMA said so. And let me tell you something, folks. You can't count on the cops to help you when the New World Order really pulls a big one, an A-bomb or something. A lot of cops are good, but still, they'll just sit at home or they'll just follow orders, most of them. They're so conditioned to do it. And I'll just ask the police, are you going to sit by during quarantine and let your family die inside a city while you sit there on your squad car knowing your kids are dying? I mean, are you really going to do that? I mean, what is your major malfunction? It's the brainwashing. I just can't believe it. Let's go ahead and talk to Evan. And Evan's in Nebraska. Thanks for holding, Evan. Go ahead.
Alex, yeah, it's Nevada, actually. But
it's nearby.
somewhere in the big U.S. I was just going to say, yeah, that definitely, he definitely got off the script there and belied his own, he's like, let's give FEMA more funding. And then
He's looking down reading it. And when the guy attacks him, he goes, okay, I'm done, buddy. I'm done lying for you. And he just starts blowing up.
He's like, oh, by the way, they're cutting off gas and they're cutting our emergency lines and, just some great stuff. But, I called you, because I got a bulletin on MySpace yesterday. There's an account on MySpace that is set up in your honor. They set it up. They've got, audio clips of like your show, and I was going to give you the address to it so you could go take a look for yourself.
Sure.
I thought it was you at first, but I was like, ah, he.
Well, there's a lot of good people on the net, and people think it's me, and there's a lot of bad folks on the net where they don't make it clear, and then people think it's me, and it's great that folks are promoting stuff, and I think I've heard of that before. There's a lot of websites out there. Yeah, tell us about the MySpace address.
It's myspace.com/prisonplanet.com, and they did a decent job. I messaged them and told them that they need to, because they've got, like, images of, like, your videos and stuff, and they've got a stream of Bohemian Grove, and they've got where to order it, but they just need to hyperlink the orders to the images.
Well, I'm not complaining about what they're doing. You just brought up a big issue lately that I've had where people are, it's a free country. They can put whatever they want on their website. It sounds like they're great folks. I commend them. I was just adding that, yeah, you couldn't really tell if it was me or not. Well, think about the bad folks on the net posing as myself.
Yeah, you could have some definite psyop.
Oh, we've already had it. We've got people on payroll that we know who just go around saying horrible things in my name. I'm really sick of it. But, people are getting wise to it, so it doesn't matter.
The other thing, I've got a really good story for you here.
Yeah, stay there. I want to hear about it on the other side of this of this fast break. Thanks for joining us, folks. We've got 40 minutes left, so stay locked in with us.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of death. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes. You neglect me, change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just gonna give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protect a complete fuel system treatment. Protecta's unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1.
Okay, I gotta move fast for your calls now. There's so much other news I want to run through, but it's already been a jam-packed broadcast today. I think we hit it out of the park with that last interview. Let's go back to Evan in Nevada. Go ahead and finish up your story.
Yes, Alex, there's this great article. It was done on a blog at iratecinemaunderground.com. It's called Police State High School, and he documented how they were doing all the random breathalyzers and stuff, but then after they left the dance, said the real drama occurred after the dance. We were followed by a Hamilton Township police officer for 4 or 5 miles. A girlfriend was driving but wasn't speeding or doing anything that seemed reckless. The officer didn't seem interested in stopping us, only following, it seemed. And he continues on, and he pulls him over, and he announced that he saw the girlfriend touch the center line a couple of times, and that he saw us darting into the parking lot. Was very suspicious. My girlfriend explained he was making her nervous and told him that I had advised her to pull in because she hadn't done anything wrong and he had no reason to pull her over. He got audio clips from his cell phone of the exchange. It's also on the page. And the officer said he went back to the blogger said he went back to the car for a while, then back to us. He asked if he could search the car to satisfy his curiosity, quote unquote. It's amazing that police searches started with we need a warrant, turned into probable cause for car searches, and has eventually gotten into I'm curious. Where have our standards gone?
Well, a lot of these guys are perverts, and they just harass good-looking women. She was probably good-looking.
Well, and they took it a step further. Like, they figured that they had drugs in the car, and he says, what about the other option? I thought, where we don't have any drugs. The new standard has become if they don't want me to search them, they must have something to hide.
And we always said that if you have nothing to hide, let them search your car. Well, what about your house? And now they come up and, hello, knock, knock, knock. And it's happening from Louisiana to New York. I'd like to do a knock and talk. Mind if I search the house? Well, why? Well, we're just doing neighborhood searches, just randomly. And even areas of Dallas are now doing it. I saw that a few years ago. Thanks for the call. Send me a hyperlink to tips@infowars.com or maybe over to my instant messenger here on Yahoo, and we'll try to get that up. A lot of great tips from you guys. Let's go ahead now and talk to Alex in Mass. Alex, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Alex. Sorry to bring this up, but you mentioned people, like, doing bogus material on you. And this guy, Perry Logan, I was wondering if you guys even know each other or what's his deal?
Well, he lives here in Austin. I don't really watch much TV, so I don't see it, but I've seen the TV show before, and it's really almost comical.
I didn't even know yet. See, I didn't see he was promoting anything. I didn't see anything that he was presenting other than calling you a Nazi turd.
I understand.
I just don't even understand it.
Yeah, well, see, there are a lot of people who just are weird or they don't like me, and that's fine. It's free speech. But if I spent all day talking about all of my detractors, I mean, I didn't even spend much time talking about Popular Mechanics, you know, that had a cover story attacking myself and a few others. I didn't spend much time on that. I never even read on air the Vanity Fair cover story where I was the main person being attacked in Vanity Fair. I read a few quotes out of the big American Legion magazine when it attacked me, or the Washington Post when it attacked me, or the New York Times when it attacked me. So I'm sure not going to spend time with all these weirdos running around on the web attacking me. And that guy really isn't a problem. He does take quotes out of context or change them and do a few of those, but it's mainly kind of a satirical joke. Almost, you know, it's harmless from what I've seen. Now, the real problem is other individuals, and I appreciate your call. And here's an example. There are shows that I've never even heard, who I've never even heard before. And then I'm sent an audio clip, and I'm sitting up late at night last night and doing some research. I go, oh, I'll listen to this. So I hit a clip, and it's just all lies, all fabrications. You know, Alex Jones is a pure evil liar. He says the Vatican runs everything. Well, I say actually the complete opposite. Never said that. And then Alex listens to this show every day and is countering us. Never listened until last night and listened to about 20 minutes of it. And was actually laughing. I mean, but at the same time, people hear that stuff and they just don't know if it's true or not. But again, the broadcast, the reason we have listeners and others don't, is because we're here every day for 12 years. We do research. We have guests on. We fight the New World Order. We try to get people involved. We say we don't have all the answers. You should go out and do your own research and come to your own conclusions. We work hard. A lot of it isn't. A lot of it, what blew me away was, is that one of the people attacking me was someone who I just had on this show a few weeks ago. When I was out of town, I told my guest host, hey, get this guy on, he's a good guy. Somebody I even sell their stuff. I mean, I'm nice, and I'm being attacked. It hurts at a certain level, but at another, I don't even think it's COINTELPRO. I think it's just people are insanely jealous of what, I don't know. The black circles around my eyes. The pain, the nightmares of living my life fighting this 18 hours a day, I don't understand. I just don't understand. You know, that hurts when it's somebody you've done nothing but helped. It hurts.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For thousands of years, the secret of vitality, strength, virility, and endurance was kept by the ancient Incas. Until now. Maca, a tuberous plant that only grows in one area of the Andes Mountains, is a functional food, and it contains no cholesterol, is rich in vitamins, minerals, fiber, protein, 5 natural sterols, and 7 of the 9 essential amino acids. The folks at Vitamir have now made maca available in powder form so that you can experience its nutritional benefits. Call 877-817-9829 to order maca today. Maca also contains tannins, flavonoids, alkaloids, and fatty acids not found in other foods. Try maca, and you'll know the secret of the ancient Incas. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, and order your maca today. Maca. Now, you'll know the secret.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of 4 AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of 4 small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I'm in love with the truth. I'm in love with liberty and freedom and beauty and decency and creativity. And I've always tried to challenge the listeners not to get caught up in little side issues and to stay focused on the New World Order. I mean, when Michael Chertoff, Homeland Security Director's nephew, wrote a huge hit piece on me, I spent about an hour on the show about it, which was way too much. And then for about 2 weeks, longer than that, I had maybe one in five callers, one in three callers. I didn't do the math. It was a lot of them. Hey, talk about this. Answer these charges. And then I would answer the charges, and always somebody else who wasn't listening when I answered and wanted me to answer the charges. And the whole thing was a straw man. That's what they do. They build straw men. They build false arguments with false data. They say things you didn't say, or they take them out of context, and then they go disprove the thing you never said. But the way to counter that is to realize this broadcast is not about Alex Jones. This always seems to come up in the third hour. It really isn't. The broadcast is about the war with Iran coming up. The broadcast is about government-sponsored terrorism, whoever's behind it. And clearly, it's our government, the British government, the Israeli government, the German government, the French government. They're all run by the same people. It's all one big happy family. And we have to expose that. We have to work as hard as we can on that. I had Michael Rivera on, what was it, yesterday? And he was talking about how the Black Panthers were a mainstream organization in the community, and then the government intimidated them, harassed them, lied about them, and then got them to become radical and paranoid and fighting with everyone and trusting no one and neutralized them. The answer is just ignore it and laugh at it and move on. I always, I've been criticized by some of the militia people, not all of them, but some, because I told people years ago, I said, I'm not going to have anything to do with a militia. And that's a whole nother big discussion, because I am the militia. I don't have to go join a militia under some questionable commander who likes to run around with a bunch of camo on and a general's star on his hat because he always wanted to be a general, and he's got an admiral because the admiral owns a pontoon boat or a bass boat. I mean, it's crazy. We've got to act in a serious fashion. And I know I rant and rave, but by serious fashion, when I go down to the city council, I'm wearing a suit and tie or a button-up shirt because that's urban camo. I'm not wearing camouflage. Now, if I'm duck hunting, I'm wearing camo when I'm out there in the reeds, if I ever had time to do that anymore, which I don't. It's silliness. And so the government sees a militia movement forming, so for every 10 guys in the militia, I'd say there would have to be at least one real agent in every one, and then planting pipe bombs on people, sending everybody to prison. And then, oh, Alex, you need to come join in with us in all of this so you can go to jail, too, so we can plant something on you. I mean, I learned real early. I got an education real early because back in 98, there was an old World War II veteran, Joe Campana. And he'd been in World War II and the Japanese. He'd been involved in the atomic testing. He didn't even talk about it. We saw it in all this big box of medals and commendations. And he owned about almost an acre right over in Hyde Park. Just the acre itself, this is back in 98, was valued at around $450,000 on the tax rolls. And he really had full disability, but didn't even really know how to draw it. So he would go around town picking up cans just to pay his property taxes that were so high. And his roof had started caving in, and they were going to charge him $14,000. To bulldoze the house saying it was condemned, and then use the $14,000 he couldn't pay to take the property. And I was pretty naive back then. I mean, I still am to a certain extent. We all are. We all learn stuff every day. At least we should if we're actively growing. And Mike Hansen, who did some camera work for me at the time, he said, Alex, you see this in the paper. This old guy, I went by and talked to him, and he's real nice, and we ought to, Mike had a carpentry business at the time. He said, we ought to go fix his house for him. So I announced on the radio, hey, I don't take donations. Just this is the equipment, the things we need. After I'd gone and meeting Joe, he died a few years ago. I said, we need you to pull up with this many boards and this many types of shingles. We need you to be there. We're going to fix it. And we tried to go get a permit. They said, we're not going to give you a permit. It's condemned. And we said, well, we're going to fix it anyways. And then they came and said, we're going to arrest you if you fix it. And we said, okay, fine. We're going to build him a new house on the site, and then we'll have to get the citizens together to demolish it for him. We've got a contractor saying he'll do it for free if we just pay for the dump fee, which is going to be a few $1,000s, a little bitty house that he built himself after when we got back from, I think, in 1949, it was 1950. And Joe was shell-shocked. I wouldn't call him mentally ill or crazy, but, when planes would fly over, he'd hear a backfire, he'd jump. And I've known a lot of vets like that. I mean, this guy saw heavy combat, highly decorated, and had a great, all his family had died or moved away. He didn't have anybody. Nice Italian-American, salt of the earth. And, he was just a really sweet little person, very sweet little person. And so we're out there building it. We built it in a city record of 14 days, fully furnished, with even a hot tub, jacuzzi, bathtub. That's what it turned into by the end of it. People just kept delivering this stuff. And I'm there about 3 days into it, and there's this guy in plain clothes, and he's walking around going, we really ought to attack the city. We ought to go after officials. And I got the willies from it, and I thought, man. And I went and got Mike. I said, get your camera ready. I'm going to walk with this guy. And I said, and Mike snuck off and got his camera ready. And I said, hey, let's walk on over. Let's walk on over to your car and talk more about this. And I had Mike walking over, and he didn't get there quite on time so we can get it on tape. And we've gotten other stuff like this on tape before, a few years later at the Fortune 500 meeting they had here. And so I'm there, and I said, where's your car? And he's right here. And I go, you know, this car, what's in the front seat? You got police equipment in there. You're a police officer, aren't you? Tell me your name. And Mike comes over. We did get his face. And he's like, huh, and he gets in his car and drives off. I mean, why do I deserve cops trying to get me to talk about violence when I was pretty mainstream at that time? I mean, I was getting rid of the Federal Reserve and cut taxes, but I was nothing compared to what I am today because I hadn't learned yet. I hadn't learned. But I'd heard about provocateuring, and I heard about that in the 60s, but I realized it was happening. Then some local developer comes over who lived in the neighborhood and starts threatening me and starting fights the next day and trying to get everybody arguing with each other and all of this. And it turned out later we found he was the guy who had already tried to buy the land from Campana. So, I mean, this has been a growing experience for me. And in front of about 15 witnesses, I had a lady pull a butcher knife on me and lunge at me. And it got written up by witnesses when we were rebuilding the Branch Davidian Church as a memorial for those that died. And we're there built. At first, it was going to be a little bitty chapel, but my listeners got involved, and it went crazy into something that seated 400 people and had a second story. And you can go out there and look at it today. And the few Davidians that still live out there, they try to take their land about 20 times. I mean, it's a couple times a year they get sued. Somebody trying to take their land with government connections because they don't want that museum out there, a little museum that was already there, a little shack, and then now the big chapel or small church is what I'd call it. And all of this happened, and there were these weirdos that kept talking bad about me, starting fights, saying I was a Fed, doing all this stuff. And then we're over by the museum, and the lady's talking about it. I mean, I walk over to her, and I go, you know, God bless you. There's a whole bunch of people there. I go, why are you so angry? We're just here trying to get this thing built, you know, working every weekend for 6 months. And it was getting near completion. And she pulled out a butcher knife and lunged at me and said, I'm a federal informant, and we've brought people like you down all over the country, and you're going to die. You're dead. And then later we did research on her, and we had one of the local police officers who was visiting down there from, what's the town outside of Fort Worth? I forget. Who did a background check. Those really are informants. Yeah, no, they're involved in law enforcement. But they're so crazy. You got to have a crazy person to be out there trying to set up good people building a memorial church. They're just so crazy that she brandished a butcher knife and jabbed it at me. Of course, I didn't step back. I just said, you know, God bless you. And they literally ran off like demons. So these people are real. These people are real, and I went through those trials and tribulations years ago until finally, thank God, they've left me alone. The latest thing was the threat, I better shep about Dine Corps, but it's been a while since I've gotten those, and that came through military intelligence sources, two separate ones. You know, I was given the word, but so I've increased the amount we talk about it. Now we talk about it every day because somebody's got to stand up for these people, but there's only a few thousand of these minions and these intimidators and these COINTELPRO specialists, so most people out there attacking and doing stuff are just nuts, or they're jealous, or they're crazy, or they've got a problem, or they think the New World Order is too big to fight, so they get in this movement and get frustrated. Really, what COINTELPRO does is it snowballs, it mockingbirds. You know, Operation Mockingbird with the media back in 77 declassified that for decades the CIA, openly set up by the British out of the OSS, had key reporters in TV and print who would write an article at the highest levels and it would get picked up by others and then snowballed. It's like the Muslim riots. They provocateur it. They release fake cartoons. Neocon publications do it. The media says there's a confrontation brewing. Muslims read it and think, oh, there's a confrontation brewing. I'll show up to these meetings. And then it scares all of Europe into getting behind the Iran war. Same thing with the riots of November. So most of the people involved are not government agents. But most of the time, they were picked up by the snowball as it rolls down, or the rock slide. A pebble can cause a rock slide. A shout can cause a rock slide until you're aware of that. But frankly, they were very effective because our numbers were probably 1/20th or 1/30th. I mean, I'm just guessing at those numbers. Back in the mid-90s of what they are now. Now, they don't have anywhere near the personnel to do anything to anybody. They can kill a few of us here, frame a few of us there, but that's nothing in the final equation now. That's why they're announcing the wiretaps. That's why they're trying to intimidate you. That's why they're trying to do all of this now, or saying with the new Patriot Act expansion, any, quote, disruption of anything, even if a public official isn't there, starting with a year in prison as a felon. That's why they're trying to scare everybody not to demonstrate. That's why they admit that the CIA is spying on, you know, critical mass bike rides that aren't even political. It's to scare all of us. It's a bluster. I'm going to huff, and I'm going to puff, and I'm going to blow your house down. It's just like Ceausescu in Romania. People are... Finally, one day, everybody just took the government down. The cops went, well, I thought everybody else was for it. I've always been against it. Well, you too? You're against it too? Yeah, I'm against it too. What about you? Well, I've always hated it. You know, they took my daddy away 20 years ago. Well, I'm sick of it too. Well, let's deal with it then. All right. You know, that's how it works. Mark Twain said it. It's my favorite quote. In the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated and feared and scorned. I never add that part. I always misquote it, but here it is. In the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated and feared and scorned. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. I mean, you know what it means when multiple Air America stations privately owned that picked up Air America go, you know what, I heard Alex Jones, what he's saying is true about the left-right paradigm, we're going to put him on in prime time. You know, or old line conservative stations that I was a guest on 5 years ago who didn't believe me, and the station owner calls up and says, the station, well, he's right, I've seen it all now, and it's true, and I got family in the military, they're telling me it's true, I'm going to put Alex Jones on. We know he gets ratings. The truth gets ratings, but we were always thought it couldn't be true. We're going to put him on. You see, it's already happening. People are going, you know, it's all right to say it's okay not to give Prozac to two-year-olds. You know, it's all right to say cancer viruses are in the vaccine when it's in thousands of admitted reports and documents. It's okay to admit that mercury has caused 1 in 25,000 to have autism to 1 in 1,000 60-something. Or 1,600, excuse me. And now this year they're saying the numbers are going to come out from last year. It's going to be even worse. You know what? He's right about that. You know what? And I'm just as smart as Alex Jones, they say, and I'm doing my own research, and I'm going to be more eloquent and more involved. And when I see those individuals rise, when I see talk show hosts that don't backstab and don't fight and don't act like a bunch of lunatics, they're on this show. I'm promoting their books. I'm promoting their websites. Because, see, I realized something. I realized something very early on. Most people are driven by jealousy and envy when you're in a sick, decadent society. People who've been truly successful throughout life, and I guess I was an only child. I had very loving parents, so I never really wanted. And so I never got into a sibling rivalry. And most people now are in sibling rivalries with their coworkers. They're in sibling rivalries with other talk show hosts. They see the world as a set pie. And to them, they see this whole movement as nothing but a business. Obviously, it is a business and we need the funding, but that is secondary. It's just fuel in our, you know, InfoWar drive-by tank, basically. But they see it as, if we knock off all these people, if we can denigrate them and demonize them, then we can be the big hot shots. Folks, I don't want to be the big hot shot. I want people to rise who are better and more articulate than I am, because that makes me safer. I mean, let's be frank. And it also energizes the movement more. You see, the pie grows. People wake up. We all get safer. And if you're just into selling books or whatever, the more people that get woken up by somebody else's, more videos that are going to be bought from me. I really understand, quote, the business model. I want to have people to collaborate with. I want to have friends. I want to have people I can work with. And so many of these snakes contact me and go, why won't you promote me and have me on? Well, I go, well, let me go look. Well, I see all you do is attack people. No, thank you. I don't wish to traffic with you or truck with you. Thank you, though. And then they start perseverating. It's like the Wicked Witch who doesn't get invited to the party, so they get mad. People wonder why, you know, so many famous people want Alex Jones to fly out and hang out with them, or so many authors write books, or so many big national talk show hosts will have me on, because they'll tell you, they've watched me, they've seen. I'm not a backstabber. I'm not a weirdo. I'm not a mentally ill individual. And so I'm wanting to defeat the New World Order. I'm not in this mode of I only have the truth and we're the chosen elite and no one else knows the real truth and everyone's bad but us and we're going to grow and we know that everyone needs to know that we're the best and everyone needs to know that only we have the answers and everyone needs to know and all those other people are bad. And we have the truth about 9/11 and we have the truth about this and we have the truth about that. And that's, and this needed to be said. This is actually positive. What we're doing right now, just to get your thinking caps on, to get your mindset straight, to get your head screwed on straight, to realize that it's about the issues. It's about going, why is the, and we'll go to your calls in the final segment. It's about saying, why are we focusing on foreign phone calls to America and letting the whole debate be centered around that? Instead of all the admissions of the Pentagon spying on domestic groups with no connections to any of the CIA's al-Qaeda groups. Why? You see, that should be the debate. That's the debate that will get the American people moving and angry and upset, but that's only in a few newspapers. It's admitted. The government doesn't even deny it, but it's back of the paper. No, they're going to make you debate the smallest part of the issue. You see, and then they're going to keep you off issues where all you talk about is which group is the most kingly and what talk show host is the best and what, and frankly, that just keeps us from growing the movement. But we're so far past that now. That's why they're panicking. They're freaking out. They're going nuts. And I watch these people. They'll try to build some credibility for a while. They'll try to do some reports. And then as soon as they think they've got it, they'll attack. Then they lose all credibility instantly. And they wonder why we just keep exploding in size and reaching more people. Because people can sense the truth.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon 222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Great broadcast today. Just briefly, I hope you'll visit PrisonPlanet.tv, all my documentary films, so many other great films we posted there. We just posted the Tex Mars and then the David Stahl Toll Roads, National Toll Roads issue. So much more. The Sila Castillo interview is going up next week. all my best audio interviews, my weekly TV show, my book, Paul Watson's book, 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions, 3 months free when you get a yearly subscription, prisonplanet.tv, or go to InfoWars.com to order hard copies of all the books and videos, and the phone number's there as well. It's 1-888-253-3139. Who's up next here? Ron in California. Thanks for holding. Go ahead, Ron.
Oh, great show today.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Is this the first time McKinney's been on?
Yeah, I've interviewed her once for the TV show and a documentary. She's in my film Matrix of Evil, but yeah, first time on the radio.
She's phenomenal. I was listening to Pacifica last night, and there was a guy talking about a meeting between the number one and number two richest guys in the world, and they were speculating that the oil is going to go to $260 a barrel.
Well, whatever said at Bilderberg almost always happens, and last year, they're going to meet here in about a month and a half again, repeated from two different sources that have moles inside, Estelon and then, of course, Tucker, that it's going to go to $100 a barrel in the next year. Now, we'll see if that happens. They got about 4 or 5 months for that to happen, but it certainly did go up to $80 a barrel there for a while.
Yeah. They said that the meeting was last week, and that they said, you know, Iran's going to change their currency to the euro.
Yeah, their own oil trading. Yeah.
They said that, you know, like Venezuela is only 6% of our oil supply, but if he gets upset at Bush and just decides to cut off the, you know, his refinery Citgo, that it could totally just crush, you know, the United States will be at a standstill. I just thought that might have to, you know, that might have something more to do with the war stuff that's going on over there, because they don't want the currency to change, because not really the money, it's worth something, it's the energy, it's the fact that, you know, you can do something with the oil.
I think that's a very central point. A lot of great articles and analysis has been written on that subject. Good to hear from you, Ron. Mike in California, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Hey, trying to get David Stahl's website. Now, I know one of them is corridorwatch.org. But
yeah, and then it's stahlforsenate.org.
Now, can you spell the name Stahl?
If you type it in Google, it'll spell it for you if it's misspelled.
Okay, because my friend has been trying to get it on his computer. He can't get it.
Well, a lot of sites are blocked, and we've been seeing more and more of that, or it could be down. I haven't looked.
Okay, so it's stahlforsenate.org.
I believe from memory, yes.
Okay, that's what I gave him. I told him to type that in.
Yeah.
He's been trying quite a bit. Can't get it.
I bet I can walk. I got a computer right here. I bet I can. But go ahead.
Okay, I was going to tell you also, there was word about your show on the George Norrie show just recently, where you were a part of a panel, and there was a couple other people.
And that was about 8-9 months ago, yeah.
Okay, other women were on the panel, and they were talking about the people behind the New World Order were some people from another dimension or something like that. And the guy said, well, it sounds kind of strange that Alex would be on that kind of show, you know.
Well, go address 20 million people?
Yeah.
Why would I turn that down?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I say, too. But you know
what George does,
though,
what I like? He says some shows are fun and other shows are serious. And he'll say, this is a fun show tonight. When I'm on, he says, this is a serious show.
Yeah.
I like the direction George is going. He's going in the right direction. And, I'm not going to bash him because he just doesn't turn into Alex Jones overnight. I think George Norrie is doing a pretty darn good job.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah, I mean, we can just say, oh, no, let's just let them all do Ghosts and Goblins on there. Or no, we're glad now that they're having a lot of serious broadcasts. I mean, his first hour every night is usually serious to begin with. You know, he has in the news. We're out of time. God bless you all. Get out there and take on the New World Order.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello.